Go with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Today's text will be found in the 6th verse. First Peter chapter 1, verse 6. And when you're there, you can say amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 reads, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations." 1 Peter 1 and 6 reads, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." I want to use for a title today, season finale. Season finale. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you have gathered us together to hear from you. We thank you, Lord God, that you have gathered us together to be touched and taught and inspired by your word, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord God, that all of us who are here today would receive the word as you are preparing it for us, O God. Open our ears and our eyes and our hearts to receive what you have prepared for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the spirit in which you are delivering it, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I humble myself to nothing. That you would be everything in me, and that your word would go forth and perform that which you have purposed it to perform, and that it would not return back void. Father, we bless you, we honor you, and we glorify you, and we praise you. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen, amen, and amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Season finale. You know, we're in a time of year in which our favorite television shows are going through a season finale. This week, we are expecting to see a CSI season finale, and Lost is a series finale, and 24 has a series finale. And throughout the week, many of our favorite television shows are going through some kind of finale. I know that the Lost series finale is tonight for many of us, and The Apprentice and American Idol and all of these shows go through a season finale. So what does that mean? Well, a season finale is the final episode of a season of a television program. And it's often the final episode to be produced for a few months or longer. And as such, they'll try to attract viewers to continue watching when the series begins again. So most season finales, they hype up the season finale. Get ready. And it's an extended. It's not just a half hour like it usually is. It's an hour. If it's normally an hour, this time it's a two-hour season finale. And they're getting you ready for it because it's going to be big. It's going to be huge. It's going to end with some kind of crazy climax. And it's a season because it's a finale because you've been watching it for week after week after week after week, and finally it's getting ready to end for a little while before it comes back 2 or 3 months later. And so what we expect from a season finale is that at some point we know that the show is going to end for a little while. And so while we're enjoying it or while we're watching it, we know at some point it's going to end for a few months. Well, there's a different kind of season finale that I want to talk about today, because some seasons that we go through aren't anything that we enjoy. A lot of us, we look forward to Monday because our favorite show comes on Monday. We look forward to Tuesday, or we look forward to Thursday, and we're looking forward to, and we're not looking forward to it ending because that's a favorite show of ours. But then there are some circumstances in our lives where we can't wait for it to end. We go through seasons in life where we can't wait for this thing to be finished, because we're tired of it. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, It says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Now, the Greek word for season here is oligos. Oligos, which means little, small, few in number, quantity or size, short in time, light in degree or intensity. And so a lot of times we as Christians, we use the word season as a period of time. This is a period of time that I'm going through, right? But the Greek word here talks about the degree of the season or the degree of capacity of something. And so he says, though right now you are greatly rejoicing, even though right now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Through manifold temptations. Well, you're in heaviness because heaviness in the Greek is a lipeia, which means to make sorrowful, to affect with sadness, cause grief, or to make one uneasy. And so manifold many temptations, many trials are bringing you heaviness. Many temptations are bringing you sadness. Many issues are bringing you grief. But what Peter is saying here is you can rejoice greatly because these trials, these temptations are for a season. And even though you're feeling a little heaviness now, you're feeling a little grief now, you're feeling a little uneasy now, because of these many manifold temptations, you should rejoice greatly because of the fact that it's only for a season. And understand again that season is little. Season is small. If it's a lot, it's not a lot of something. It's only a little bit. It's not a long time. It's a short time. And it's not of a heavy intensity or degree, but it's of a light degree. Now, right now, you may be looking at it and you may be feeling it and saying, it doesn't seem little to me, Pastor. It doesn't seem short to me. It doesn't seem light in intensity to me. For me, it feels like this issue's been going on forever. For me, it feels like the weight of the world is on my shoulders. For me, it seems like everybody is against me. It feels like I'm outnumbered. It feels like I'm outpowered. Pastor, it doesn't seem that way to me, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that what you're going through is a season. And every season has a finale. Every season comes to an end. Every season is not, I mean, while you're going through it at the time, it may seem like so much pressure and stress. But let me tell you what the Word of God says. In Romans chapter 8. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, when you're there, say amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 reads, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And so I want to tell you something. When you think about the big picture, when you look at things from God's perspective, and you can because we have the mind of Christ, when you look at things from a different perspective, when you look from the outside looking in, really realizing who you are, realizing that whose you are, realizing that you belong to God and you're not on this earth alone, but God has your back. And when you think about these things, you have to look at your trials from a different perspective. You have to look at your temptations from a different perspective. And when you weigh your temptations on the same scale against the glory of God, you will realize that your trials and temptations cannot come close to the glory of God, which He wants to manifest in you. And so even though your trials may seem heavy, and even though your enemies might seem many, and even though the time might seem long, when you measure it against the ruler of God's majesty, my God,
when you measure it against the measuring stick of God's glory, and that glory is manifesting itself in you, then you can endure and you can persevere, because the manifold trials and temptations are not worthy to be compared to the glory which is being revealed in you. And then you can be further encouraged by the fact that every season has a finale. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18, when you're there, you can say amen. 2 Corinthians 4, 15 through 18. It reads, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So for this cause we faint not." We faint not because we know that our trials and temptations are only for a moment. And in that moment, or within that season, it will bring out in us, it will work in us a far exceeding weight of glory. And so the glory that's in you is heavier than the weight of the world that's on you. The glory that's in you outnumbers the enemies that are trying to attack you. The glory that's in you, it lasts much longer than the time that you're going through it. And for this cause and for this reason, and when you keep these things in your mind, and when you concentrate on the eternal things that you don't see instead of the temporal things that you do see, you'll realize that when the season is over, then you've got victory. When the season is over, you've got peace. And when the season is over, you've got joy. But I do have to tell you something, that some television shows get picked up for another season. And then they're going to come back in a little bit. And sometimes you have to realize the fact that while one season is over, there's another season coming. And I have to keep it real with you, church, because not everything is going to be blissful in your life. And not everything is going to be peaceful in your life. And you're going to have another season coming around the corner from the season you just got out of. And you said, "Pastor, I'm sick and tired of the ups and downs. And I'm sick and tired of the back and forth. And I just want peace in my life. And for me, Pastor, it seems like if it's not one thing, it's another. And just when I just got through this, something else is coming along. And it's another season that you have to go through. But that season's going to have a finale, and that season's going to have a finish. And I want to encourage you to endure through every season of trial, endure through every season of temptation, because with every season, there's a weight of glory that's going to be manifested in you. For every season, there's a thanksgiving that'll come out of your lips. For every season, there's a victory that is edifying you in your soul. If you would persevere through this season, you can celebrate through the next season. And if you can make it through that season, then you can make it through the next season, because with every season there is a finale. For every season there is a finale. But we continue to ask ourselves, "Pastor, how long am I going to have to go through these ups and downs in my life? How long will we have to go through these mountains and valleys in our lives? How long will this world go through war and peacetime? How long will this world have to go through economic prosperity to economic depression, and up and down and up and down? The economy's good, the economy's bad. How long will we have to go through all of these issues? Seasons of prosperity and seasons of poverty. How long, Pastor? I'm tired of this up and down. I'm tired of wars and rumors of wars. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of sickness. I'm tired of pain. I'm tired of it. Just when I feel better, I get sick again. Just when I get money, I go broke again. Just when things are going all right, another season of trial, and I'm just tired of this emotional roller coaster that we go through and that this world goes through. Pastor, how long? I don't know how much longer, but I do know that there's not only a season finale, but there's a series finale. One of my favorite shows is going off the air in a series finale tomorrow, 24. I was so hurt. My wife and I are so hurt when we found out it wasn't coming back on because it was a series finale. For 8 years, they had season finales, but we knew it was coming back the next year. We knew it was coming back around. We knew we can look forward to it again. But eventually, everything will come to a final end. Everything will come to a final finish. Everything has its coda. Everything has its ending. Everything has its finish. And so what we can look forward to is not just a season finale where we know it's ending now and we feel good about it, but there's another season coming along. There will be a series finale in your life and a series finale in this world. In Hebrews chapter 4, the writer talks about the everlasting rest that the saints should experience. In verses 1 through 11 read, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, and as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you hear, will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus," meaning Joshua, "had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." And so God created the world in 7 days, in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. But he spoke of a rest that the people of God should experience, and he spoke of a rest that Israel would experience, and everybody thought that was the land flowing with milk and honey when they crossed the threshold from the wilderness to Canaan. But it wasn't that, because he spoke of another rest. And then even then, if they had reached that rest, then David would not have even said there is another rest that is coming. And so what the writer here is saying is, we've been talking about rest ever since the beginning, and even now there remaineth a rest for God's people. And that rest doesn't fall in Canaan. That rest doesn't fall in a specific place on earth. Rest, eternal rest, doesn't fall in financial comfortability. Eternal rest doesn't fall in things going all right in your physical life, because that's where the season rotation comes in. But eternal rest falls when you cross the threshold from death to life, or when you're caught up in the rapture. Eternal rest comes when Jesus cracks the sky and comes and gets his people and raises up the dead to life and turns the mortal to immortal. Eternal rest is going to come, that rest that we're waiting for, that rest that we're pleading for, that rest that we're yearning for is coming to the people of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 54. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 54 reads, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written in Daniel, is swallowed up in victory. And so you may be asking yourself today, how long will I have to go through season after season and up and down and ins and outs and bad and good and peace and prosperity, from peace and prosperity to death and poverty? How long will we have to go through this, Pastor? I can't answer the question of how much longer, but I can tell you that when it's all over, there's a series finale. And whenever it started in Genesis to whenever it ends as prophesied in Revelation, it will end in your victory. It will end in your eternal life. It will end in your immortality. And it will end in our eternal peace and eternal rest and eternal joy. And though for a season you're going through manifold trials, and though for a short time you're going through manifold temptations, while you're enduring, realize that the glory of God is bigger than that, that the power of God is heavier than that, that the saints of God will rally around each other, encouraging each other to endure. And then finally, when it's all over, I'm going to leave you with this in Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe all away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.'" I don't know how much longer you're going to have to endure, but I encourage you to endure. I don't know how much longer it's going to take for it to be over, but I can tell you it's going to be over. And when it's over, every tear will be dried from your face, and every pain will be lifted from your body, and every sorrow will be extracted from your emotions, and you will have eternal rest and eternal peace, because every season has come to a final close, and God will bring about a finale to your life that far outweighs the challenges of this world in the new heaven and the new earth and the new life to come. So I encourage you to endure, because God is going to bring about a series finale. And I want to encourage you to endure through each season, because each season has a finale. And when you know that there will be a series finale, then you will have the strength and the power to endure. For when God comes to permanently dwell with his people and wipe every tear from your eye. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for your word. And I pray, Lord God, that this word has encouraged any and everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, that they have been encouraged to endure, that they have been encouraged to have faith and wait patiently upon you, that they have been encouraged to know that even though they may be going through a season of trial and a season of temptation, that you will carry them through each season with victory. And then further to know that even after all they've endured, that you will bring everything to a finale and a final close, where we can look forward to eternal peace and eternal joy and eternal rest. Oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have continued to burn this word in our hearts, that we would carry it with us, oh God. Penetrate our hearts. penetrate our souls with your word today, O God, that we will be blessed and kept and encouraged by it for the rest of our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen.